Tomorrow morning at 7:10, it's Muse in the News with the great Gordo on the Dunham and Miller Show. Mornings on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Later on today, at some point, what we must do is delineate our trip to Dodger Stadium the other night. We haven't gotten into that yet. Right now, though, it's time for us to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels.
Hello, Jack.
And by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Cat's taking the day off today?
Yeah, today's
Ozfest. It's Ozfest, man. Are you kidding me?
I hate Cat.
That's right. It is Ozfest.
And tomorrow to recover.
Right. Well, Ozfest is going on out at the Smirnoff, so go out there, get you a ticket from Texas Tickets, and you'll see Cat. Also, tomorrow night at Nookie Alive, John Fogerty. And Saturday at the Smirnoff, Edgefest.
Hey.
Who's playing at that?
I don't know.
So, Ozfest today, Edgefest Saturday, and John Fogerty tomorrow night. And Texas Tickets has great seats for all of those shows. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's have you get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality coming up with new creative ideas every day for barley and yeast. Here's Cobra.
Actually, Michael, I know you wanted to fire up a little flashlight, but...
Give me my pen. That's what I want you to do more than anything, is give me my pen.
I don't think flashlight is appropriate for what we're about to talk about.
Why?
Uh-oh. This is more appropriate. It's a sad day across the South, Greg.
Why is that? You gonna talk Bush beer here?
Another plane crash?
There's been a major death that has rocked the southern rock world.
Uh-oh, really?
Yes.
Who died?
The man who started it all.
The Hammer.
Lacey Van Zandt.
The
father of all of them.
Oh.
Of Purdy, of Oily.
Frito. I believe it's Ronnie, Donnie, and Johnny.
Right.
So,
He is dead at the age of 89.
The man from whose loins they all sprung.
Yes,
huh?
Every Van Zandt came from this man.
They were created by his demon seed.
Wallowing all over some white trash whore, probably.
God.
God, am I? You're talking about somebody's mother.
Guys that you've interviewed.
Somebody's mother.
Snag.
That's a good question, though. Do they all have the same mom?
I guarantee you they do not. I guarantee you each one of them were conceived on a whiskey binge.
What if that's a good family? There are such things as good families in the South.
Snake.
I mean, what if that's a good family? And you're sitting there just...
Cobra.
Just ripping them.
I imagine that Cooter Van Zandt was conceived while Lacey had stolen the General Lee.
Oh,
Snake.
Gosh.
And somehow... He had his beer hat on with the two beers and the straws coming down.
And they did it on a still.
Right. He just grabbed some lady off the side of the road and said, "Come on, we're making Cooter today."
Wow.
And then he proceeds to get another DWI.
Right.
And they used the tow in his tow truck as a love swing. That's where Snake came from.
You know, you guys are making fun of somebody that's dead. Somebody's father.
Is he?
Well, you're reading the damn story. I suppose he is.
I would like to thank Michael Black for emailing this story to me. Because I did not see this story.
Well, can this story be trusted then?
I think I can trust Michael Black. Yes. And he tags his story with, "Do you think the Confederate battle flag will be flown at half staff?"
I can't believe my good buddy Michael Black would be participating in this.
So turn one up for old Lacey Van Zandt, father of Cooter, Purdy, Oily, Piggy, Ronnie, Donnie, and Lonnie.
What if there were any other Van Zandt brothers who never got into the family business?
Of singing and...
I just named them. Purdy, Oily, Stinky, and...
Oh, I wish you had a kid named Oily. I'm naming my kid that. There is a popular new game show that's a reality show as well that is making a stink with U.S. immigration. It's called Win the Green. And you can see it. It's based in Mexico, but you can see it in Los Angeles, and I believe you can see it in Dallas and San Diego, some of the other larger Hispanic markets, where it's kind of like a fear factor, but basically if you win,
you win a green card.
You don't win the green card, but you win lawyers who help expedite the process of gaining the green card.
Green.
Can you imagine the line that forms to the left to be on that show? Because it's hard to get a green card.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I hope it is.
Donnie's going through, our engineer, Donnie Baseball, is going through the trouble right now.
Doesn't seem like it's hard enough.
His wife is, her fiance's Mexican, I believe.
Snake.
I think she's from Estonia.
Maybe Donnie should get on that show. Contestants have performed stunts including gulping down live tequila worms, trapping a butter-drenched pig, all to the Lonely Bull.
They take him out in the middle of a bull ring and have him perform all these feats of daring do.
Is this the show's theme song?
We sure have gotten a lot of use out of the Lonely Bull in the last couple of months.
Great song.
And jumping between two speeding 18-wheelers. That's another
stunt. Dangerous.
Well, hey, you want a green card or not, Grego? Are you willing to die to come to America?
Oh, jump between these 272 darts.
What channel is this airing on? Telemundo?
And the 18-wheelers, ironically enough, are packed with illegal immigrants.
Come on.
Won't get that one.
It's on channel 62 in Los Angeles, so maybe it is on Telemundo. Aren't there two Mexican channels in Dallas?
Yeah. There's several, actually. There's more than two.
Yeah, I was going to say there's more than that, aren't there?
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I think there's like three, four.
What do they run? Spanish soap operas and Bumblebee Man?
What's Bumblebee Man?
Bumblebee Man? What is that?
From The Simpsons.
From The Simpsons. I chihuahua.
That's all that guy says.
Oh, come in, come in, come in.
Ay, me duele mi estómago.
They run Hispanic soap operas and game shows.
Telenovelas. Soap operas.
Yeah.
Hot women.
Oh, man.
The hottest.
Hot women on the Spanish soap opera.
Boy, that's a truth.
And they'll wear a booby shirt, too.
Well, hang on, Mike.
Where are you going, Mike?
What?
That's the truth?
Pulling your pants down already?
No, I'm saying it's true that there are hot women on the Telemundo.
You don't fear anything on those women?
Well, yeah. There are certain possibilities.
Like
For
what?
Example?
Possible mustache.
Oh, God.
That exists. It does exist. You're right. But not every girl that has dark hair has a possible mustache.
I know. But most
and
of them
I don't
do.
I don't say it about every one of them. Catherine Zeta-Jones. Possible mustache.
That's You're possibly so an idiot.
That's just so ridiculous.
What, I'm possibly an idiot for that?
Yes.
I think you'd be surprised.
I'm hoping that Lisa Guerrero has a Raleigh Fingers mustache by the end of the year. That was my one wish after I left that interview with her.
Snake.
By the way, U.S. Immigration and Customs says, I don't think it's appropriate for us to comment on the premise of a TV show except to say they're holding out false hope to people. It sounds very much like exploitation.
I agree.
Yeah, this should be stopped.
Why?
Because I agree with Greg now.
With who?
Greg.
Who?
Greg.
Oh. If you're interested in Broadway, which I am not.
Hang on, let the song finish. There we go.
God, how long is that song?
2 minutes, 37 seconds.
Oh.
It's a
hit. You'll be able to soon see.
Nothing wrong with Broadway.
Isn't there?
That's right. Nothing wrong with the theater.
Pink Floyd's The Wall will head to Broadway. Would you like to change your tune?
Now you see, this is what they're doing with Broadway.
Is this good?
Well, I don't know. It depends.
Because they've run out of good playwrights.
That's right.
There are
they
no
have.
Good playwrights anymore.
Now you don't have so much anything goes and MAME and all that stuff anymore. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang, and whatnot.
40 seconds straight.
Hold that. We'll
I know.
Somehow. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
And so now what they're doing is they're taking pop culture stuff and turning it into plays. Like the Queen thing that I saw in London last week.
Well, you said that was pretty kick-ass.
It was.
Saturday Night Fever.
And Saturday Night Fever. In fact, you know what else was going on? In the London theater while I was there, what I could have gone to see?
Popcorn Trick?
Jaws?
Yeah, the Popcorn Trick is always a player, as is Jaws. But they had a Rod Stewart play there.
Was it called Gay and Suck?
No. They had an ABBA one
name for a play.
Yeah, Stomach and Pump.
All right.
Stomach Pumping Oldies?
They had one for ABBA. And they had one for the Rat Pack.
I'm not interested in any of that. I'm not interested in Broadway, and I will not expand my...
If you went to it, you would like.
If you went to... Have you ever been to a good show, like in New York, good theater?
No.
Well, then you know what? You're not qualified to make that... determination.
You don't know what you're missing.
Because
you're missing something good.
The best theater
I thought that too.
So did I.
And I went and I was blown away at the production and just how interesting and entertaining it is. It's unbelievable.
The best theater that I've been to is the UA on Park and Central.
Okay, you're being dumb.
What about the Granada?
And the Granada.
Okay, you're being dumb and you're not qualified to make that determination.
I agree with Greg now.
Thank you.
He's right, okay. Greg.
I know I am.
Roger Waters sold the rights to these people who are going to make it. He will write and arrange the music.
I might be interested in that.
Well, it's already been written, hadn't it? Like 25 years ago?
Yeah, they're going to get a band to play Pink Floyd songs and guys in the play
They're
going to
change this lyric. Turn it up. They're going to change that to Wish You Weren't Here. And that's how he's going to change things. By the way, do you know The Wall has sold 23 million copies? It's the third best-selling album of all time.
This isn't even on The Wall.
I realize that, but the Broadway musical that we're talking about is The Wall, you douche.
Come on. Why would you say that to me?
By the way, hasn't Dark Side of the Moon sold more than The Wall?
I don't think it's sold a lot of copies. I think it's just been on the charts for a long time.
It's got staying power.
Well, if it's been on the charts for a while, it's selling it to you.
Well, I know, but
there are not people who wander into to Tower Records and pick it up.
Really didn't
trace that properly.
That. Exactly.
The Hammer.
And thinking about it, I don't really know how I can get out of it.
You can't.
But it's been in the top 200 for like ever.
All you have to do is deny you ever said it, Greg.
Good point, but
The Hammer.
Do that.
Brian Wilson is bringing his smile to U.S. audiences this fall.
Mm-hmm.
The new studio recording will be September 28th. Of course, this is the Lost Beach Boys record that was never finished because
he's a wacko.
Yeah, he is a wacko.
He had to get in the sandbox and stay in bed all those years.
Have you guys seen the reality show with Carney and her husband on VH1?
No. What is it?
It's just about their life, I guess.
Well, what's interesting about them?
Well, she used to be fat.
She used to be useful.
She's not.
Yeah, now she's not. And
that's supposed to be interesting?
He's like a real thin, decent-looking guy who fell in love with her when she was fat. And then she got the operation after that.
Well, see, I've been trying to tell you boys all these years, there are some guys out there that don't mind a little heft.
That's not a little heft.
That's a lot of heft. Because she weighed 320 pounds.
Yeah. That's
a hippopotamus.
Right. She is the fattest pig.
God. That's abrasive.
When did you say that?
I don't know. And you know what was worse about her?
Man, put that one in the folder with Bring On the Bitches and all the other stuff. Cobra and his most abrasive.
Bring on the bitches.
All those things that you wish now you'd never said.
Oh, do you want to play that game?
That's a fun game, Mike.
Yeah, it sure is.
That's a game we all lose at. By the way, it doesn't say if he's going to be in Dallas or not for the Smile deal. It says it's a 21-date tour.
So he's taking it on tour, huh?
Yeah. Are you going to go?
Yeah.
You are?
I probably would go. If that thing came around, I probably would go.
Can he even sing?
No, he can't.
And isn't he paralyzed?
I don't think he's paralyzed.
Like his mouth? Doesn't he have Eddie Money disease?
You mean crazy Guggenheimer syndrome?
Right.
God, how would a kid talk if he had Eddie Money as a dad and Greta Van Penis as a mom?
He's like,
You know, Eddie Money just has that little hole in the side of his mouth.
Right. Eddie Money mouth. Oh, man.
Anyway, that's going to be in the fall. And
what else?
There's got to be more.
Oh, there is more.
Yeah.
I just can't really find it. Oh, yeah. Will Smith before iRobot. Did anybody see iRobot?
It's on right now.
Greg, did you see it?
Well, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
I think we have some clips from the movie.
iRobot?
Yeah.
Greg or not.
Well, it seems that DJ Jazzy Jeff and Will Smith performed for about 3,000 people Wednesday before the British premiere of iRobot.
Good point.
I didn't think that DJ Jazzy Jeff and Will Smith even spoke to each other. Kevin, yeah. You were a big fan of theirs, and how it wasn't your favorite song.
Round the Way Girl.
Kids just don't understand.
Yeah.
Isn't that LL Cool J?
No.
Round the Way Girl.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Sorry.
I don't think they had any knockdown dragouts or anything. I think Will just got kind of popular and left his homie behind.
God.
Which is what he should do.
DJ Jazzy
Jeff. Turn his back on everybody he knew before he made it big. If he did, he's a smart man.
That's back when rap was clean and
hot. Young MC, Bust a Move.
We got that basketball rap in there.
It's a great rap.
Bust a Move is okay, though, but parents just don't understand. It's so simple. It was like done on a Casio or something. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do. Well, I went to school the other day for you.
Well, at least it's not talking about beating up girls and killing
people. Right, we're saying it's a good thing.
That's right.
It's a good thing.
You know what? I like... You know.
You like your rap with a couple of drive-bys.
I was going to use the Dale Hansen drop, but I like that in my rap compared to
the
and when I drank my milk at school today, my friend said, hey, you go away. That's how campy it was back then.
So tell your other kids all across the land, take it from me. Parents just don't understand.
Whee! That's what all the little black kids were doing instead of, like, you know, rapping and dancing and stuff. They were just spinning sparklers and going, whee!
And then all the little Dr. Dre kids came in and kicked the Will Smith kids' ass.
Yep.
Right.
Well, I would suggest to you it was a better world back then.
All right, that's E! News.
When black youth across America are just twirling around with sparklers.
Right. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
All right, what do you want to do next here?
Repro?
Yeah.
All right. All right, stay tuned.
Frito.
Next here on the ticket.